You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So we have Braden Allen King, who is one of the amazing ensemble members in the Prom National Tour. He has also been in Newsies and Billy Elliot professionally, and he is doing all of this at 18. I went to see the show this past weekend in St. Louis and got to chat with him a little bit after the show, and I am so excited to dig deeper into his career and path to where he is. So, hi, Braden.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. How are you?
I'm good. It's a good morning so far. Not much has happened.
Yeah. So, can you just start with an introduction about how you got to the Prom and performing in general?
So performing in general, I mean, I started off as a dancer. My mom was a dance teacher then. Now she's a studio owner. But I started when I was four, just because my mom was always at the dance studio and my sister danced as well. And I wasn't signed up for classes, but like I was always at the studio because of my mom and sister. So I just like used to just stand there and just like watch all the kids like dancing. And I would kind of like start to mimic them, like this little four-year-old being like, please let me into class. And then finally one day my mom like saw me mimicking all the kids like dancing in class. And was just like, all right, let me sign him up. And then, I mean, I've been dancing ever since then. But I joined a competition studio when I was five. And that's where I got like most of my dance training was at a competition studio. And then from doing competition dance, I ended up getting an agent from one of the dance competitions when I was probably about like 13. And then that agent started sending me on auditions for like Matilda on Broadway. So then I started to have to like sing for those auditions, and I started taking voice lessons. And then I started to find that I had like a passion for like singing and like performing. And then soon after that, I started acting. And then that's where this whole performing came from.
Yeah. Once your agent got you with the audition for the Prom, what was your process of getting booked on the show?
So I actually just sent in from, there was a posting on Broadway.com or Broadway World, and I kind of just sent in without telling my agent, which was a very bad idea, but I didn't really think much of it. Like, I didn't think that I would book it. And I was like, oh, this would be good, like a good audition experience. Like, I'm just going to send in, being that I was 17 at the time, being like, there's no way they'll hire like a 17-year-old for like a Broadway production. But I was like, okay, I'm going to just send in, like, it's going to be a fun time. And we ended up doing the choreography for Love Thy Neighbor. That was the self-tape. And then all of a sudden, like 2 months later, I ended up getting an email that was like, hey, you have a callback. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, that's great. But they ended up, because my agent is on my resume, they ended up contacting through my agent. But my agent didn't really say anything about it, even though we both knew that I didn't tell them that I was submitting. But they kind of were just like, all right, like, we'll just forward this email to Braden that he has a callback, like, in person. So then I went and did the callback in person. And that was great. That was like my first time meeting like John and Casey, which are, they're amazing. After that, I ended up getting a final call back. And then my agent was just like, oh, oh, he might book this. Like, this is kind of crazy. And then after that final callback, I think it was like 2 or 3 days later, we ended up finding out that I booked it, which was like really, really crazy. And my agent just thought it was hysterical how he didn't even like send me on the audition. Like, he sent a lot of his clients on the audition. Like, the one person that he didn't send on it is the person that booked, which was kind of funny. But yeah, it was a fun little like, oh, I don't know if I'm gonna do, like, I don't know if this is gonna work out. And then all of a sudden, here I am in St. Louis, Missouri, doing the prom. So yeah, it's a really fun little story.
Yeah. And then you talked about this with us on Sunday, but so you got your contract 4 days before rehearsal. Is that right?
Yeah, they had to wait till I was 18 to send it because I was still 17. So I ended up turning 18 like 4 days before our first rehearsal. And I graduated also like 4 days before first rehearsal online because this would have been my senior year. So I ended up finishing it all up online really quickly.
So once you got into rehearsals and got into tour, what is your tour life like? What is each city like for you?
I mean, I've really liked every single city that we've been to so far. Like, every single city has like its own unique beauty. They're all just so different. And I don't know, they all just have like such admirable qualities. So it's been amazing to be touring and seeing all these cities when I probably wouldn't have. Like, I don't know when I would have gone to St. Louis, like, like being 18. So I'm just very thankful that I get to like travel to all these cities and do my dream job at the same time.
Yeah. Talking about being young in the industry, has it been hard for you to be taken seriously by people when you're going to auditions and going to callbacks and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I would say at the beginning, I always felt like I was craving other people's like validation. Like, I deserve to be here, like all this stuff, just because I felt like people were going to think that it's weird that I had like just graduated high school. And then all of a sudden, like being in there with all of these like college graduates and all of these people. But at the end of the day, you have to realize that, I mean, everyone has worked hard to get where they are. And I mean, every single person's journey is valid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's like the moral is just like everyone worked hard. So, I mean, everyone's path is going to be different and everyone's path is valid. So yeah, I think I just needed to just do it for myself and realize that I worked hard to be where I am.
Yeah. That's amazing. What kind of unique experiences have you found being young in shows that some people might not understand?
Oh, that's a really good question. I think it's unique on how much I get to learn, like, hands-on from, like, every single person in the prom company. I'm, like, a sponge at the moment, being with all of these, like, insanely talented people who have, like, worked on Broadway for years. And it's such an amazing opportunity to get to really see these people, like, firsthand be amazing and work at such a high caliber. And I think just the experiences and things that I'm going to learn right now will probably, or not probably, but maybe be more beneficial than if I were to go to college for musical theater and just like being hands-on and just, yeah.
Yeah. And on an extension of that college topic, I usually talk about education versus experience, but I wanted to ask you about your college stuff, since this would be your senior year. Are there any future plans for that?
I would say, I think I'm going to take a gap year this year. And if there's like a dry spot without work, then I might go to college.
Yeah.
But I mean, college isn't necessary to be on Broadway.
Yeah.
I mean, it is definitely helpful and, it would definitely like teach you a lot, but it's not necessary. I mean, back to every single person's path is going to be different. So, I mean, just as long as like you work really hard at what you do and like you really like try as best to master your craft, I think that's what's most important.
Absolutely. So you found your talent of dancing by standing by and then starting to mimic those people. But do you have any tips for younger people trying to get into the industry, finding their talents and their specialty?
Yes, I do. I'd say my first thing would be to really put yourself out there into like every single class that you think will benefit your career. I think take it. Like, no matter what, like, be willing to take those classes. And when you take those classes, be confident, because I mean, hesitation is maybe the worst thing that you can do in a class setting, because I mean, you're all there to learn, and just like, just be really confident, like, in whatever you do. Cause I mean, that's the only way that you get better, is if you really work hard and you really, I don't know, like, you really try to be the best at what you're doing at the exact like moment. So I'd say like any class that you want to try or that you want to take, like, truly take it. And then once you've been taking that class, those days where like you end up like really sore are like the best days, because those are the days that you improve as like a human, you improve like in your career, like you just like improve yourself those days. So like the days you work really hard and are really sore at the end of the day are like, those are the things that are really going to benefit you in the long run. And I wish I myself, when I was younger, that I knew, like, truly, like, if there's like, you've already taken, like, let's say ballet for like three times that week, and there's like a fourth class at the end of the week, like, I know that I would be like, oh, I maybe don't want to go to that class or whatever. But I wish I was just like, I am going to go to that class, and I'm going to work really hard at it, because that's going to be the class that's going to benefit me in the future. So I'd say just really, like, owe it to yourself to really work hard when you're young, so that you can be ready and prepared for your career whenever it starts, because it could start very young.
Absolutely.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So you dance a lot in the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I would ask you, do you have any tips for someone who might be a mover to go to a dancer?
tips for that. I mean, okay, Mason. Some of the people in this cast started dancing in college. Like, not all of us started dancing at a young age. And I mean, that's really true. You see it in people all the time where they don't start dancing until way later. And then they take classes and work really hard, and then now they're dancing in a crazy ensemble dance heavy show. So, I mean, it's really anything's possible to what you put your mind to. And I mean, there's proof all in the prom, because a lot of these people didn't start dancing when they were like 4 years old like me, but they're just as amazing. So, yeah.
Yeah. I will be taking notes on that. I used to be asking, what have you been doing during quarantine? But now it is, what was your first show back after the pandemic, either on Broadway or just in general being back in the theater?
As cliche as it sounds, I would say that it was truly magical. I mean, when we, it was even crazy when we heard our first, like, Wandel probe back when we teched in Paducah, Kentucky, when, like, we heard, like, the orchestra for, like, the first time, and we were singing with it. And you're just, like, in, like, this beautiful theater, like, finally having this music again. And it's, we were all just, like, jumping around, and there's so much joy on everyone's face because, like, we haven't been around it in so long. I don't know. It was very, like, emotional, like, specifically during that Wandel probe, just because it was, like, the first time that you felt like it was all coming back together. And then I'll throw it to when we opened in Cleveland. I remember a specific moment when it was at the very end of the show, and it was like, everything's just amazing and everyone is dancing. And I'm like kind of standing, I'm dancing in the back in that moment, and I can like see all my castmates in front of me. And I remember just like almost like tearing up, like thinking that like I was doing everything that my younger self would want to be doing. And I was finally like back in a theater with like people that I love. And you're just like singing, dancing, and having a great time. And it was it was truly magical to be back. And I'm so excited to do more of it in the future.
Yeah. And this was my first show back after the pandemic. And
yay!
When the overture started, I was jumping up and down in my seat. I was so excited. Oh my God.
Yeah.
So what is your warm-up or process before any performance starts that you don't want to forget?
That I don't want to forget? I mean, there's a lot, but at this current moment in time, some of the boys' dressing room, we've started having these, like, dance parties after we get ready. We'll put on, like, our mics, we'll put on our robes, we'll have everything on, and then we'll all be stretching, and then someone will pull out their speaker, and we'll all just have, like, a dance party to get everyone's, like, energy and spirits high, just so that we go into the show with just, like, a great energy. And it's been really fun, and it's been, like, amazing bonding with all my castmates, because, I mean, who doesn't love a dance party? And there's just something so, like, kid-like or joyful to it. And it's just, I mean, it's work, but it's also so much fun. And I think you just can't forget that, like, having fun in what you're doing is so important. So yeah, it's been one of my favorites, just because it's just a dance party. It's fun. And then we go and have a dance party on stage. So dance party all around.
And that has proven to be great, because I tweeted this, I said it on Instagram, I'm saying it again. The energy in the show was so electric. Oh my God.
Thank you.
Well, is there anything else you want to talk about or add before we start to wrap up?
So for, like, any, like, young performers or people who are, like, kind of in the same position that I am, like, if they're anywhere between, like, 18 to, like, 22, which is, like, the typical, like, college age, and, like, if they're going to go move to Broadway or move away from home, or if they're going to join a Broadway National Tour, I mean, it's just the same as leaving, like, your family and friends to, like, go to college. It's, like, the exact same experience, just instead you decided to join the circus. It's just, know that everything is going to be all right, and really all you need is just bring, like, a few things that, like, bring you, like, a sense of normalcy, and I promise you will be okay. 'Cause I was really scared about, like, leaving my, like, friends and family, because, I mean, I love them a lot, and I feel like if I had someone that I could, like, hear and say that it was going to be all right, it would have helped me a lot.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's been great. And the people that I've met on this tour have been so insanely welcoming and so nice. And I've never felt out of place or, like, not, like, at home. It just, the people that you meet they're amazing. Like, they'll always be amazing. Like, the whole theater community is, like, one of the best communities ever. They're so welcoming and so nice. I'd say everything is going to be okay. I mean, even just for going to college, honestly, it's all going to be okay. I mean, we're all going through it. We can all do it.
And do you still get homesick sometimes during the tour?
I'd say yes and no. I mean, FaceTime is an amazing invention.
True.
But yes, I do miss my family and friends a lot, but it's always nice when, I mean, I was just recently in Washington, D.C., which is my hometown, and so many of my friends and family came out and, like supported me at the Kennedy Center, which was so, like, amazing and spectacular. And they'll always be there for you. Like, you're not going to leave and just, like, everything will change. Like, your friends' family will always be there for you. And it's just nice to always, like, have that support system and always have those people you can always come back to. So, yeah.
That's amazing. Did you have any other topics that you wanted to touch on?
Yeah, I mean, it's really such an honor to be a part of telling such an important story across, like, the United States, and in some parts where they really need to hear a story like this.
Like the Midwest.
Right. Right. It's so great because it really opens people up with comedy and then tugs at their heartstrings, because some people, they go into the theater not knowing what to expect. And then they end up like leaving the theater with a completely different mindset. And I mean, we've seen people like, that's not like a crazy thing. We've seen people walk out of the theater being like, oh my gosh, like I have a different view on this subject now, simply because they just sat down and like watched and like laughed and cried at a LGBTQ plus story. I mean, it's very important just to be shown like content like that, just because I think some people just don't know. With like our lyrics at the end of the show, specifically like, make people see how the world could one day be if we take a chance. Like, just talking about how if you're willing to take the chance to open your mind and step into someone else's shoes for a day, then you might be more understanding and accepting walking away. So I think, yeah, the prom is such an amazing thing to be a part of, because it's a story that I really love. It's a fun show, and it's so amazing to be able to be doing it like 8 times a week. And I don't know, I'm very thankful for this opportunity. Yeah. And I just love my castmates. If any of them are listening, I love you guys so much.
And you all are doing amazing. So if you are listening to this, thank you. And also, so you talked about bringing it to places that need it. And anytime there would be a dig at the Midwest or like Indiana.
Right.
The collective nods in the theater were hilarious. Oh my gosh.
That's hysterical.
There were several times I was just like snapping in my seat. I was like, yep, that's us.
Yeah, that's amazing. I want to see the show from the audience so bad. I think I might have a scheduled swing out at one point in the show, like one point while doing the show. And I'm so excited for that day to just see like the audience reaction and just to like see my cast thrive. I just want to be there because I feel like the energy is palpable from stage and in the audience. Because I mean, we feel the energy always coming back from the audience. And I mean, luckily we've had great, really energetic audiences so far. It's just so fun. And I can't wait to be in the audience and be that person like, yes, tell them.
Yeah. And so being in the audience, it was really awesome to see when the disco balls came down and like shine on the audience. I was like, yes, we're all in this.
Yes. Oh, I mean, God. It's really a prom for everyone. And it's, I love the prom so much. It's a whole party. And I mean, it's really a party. So if any of you are listening who haven't like seen the prom yet, or saw it on Broadway and haven't seen it on tour, I really recommend you come see it on tour, because this cast, man, they are very, very talented. And I mean, yes, like you said, the energy is palpable, and it's just a great time on and off stage, apparently.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being here, reaching out and making this happen. I am so excited.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Have you ever wondered how your favorite performer actually feels? Well, here's your chance. Welcome to The Quiet Part Out Loud with me, Bobby Steggert, Broadway actor, and now a therapist to a whole host of Broadway creatives. Part interview, part therapy, this is not your typical podcast. We'll go right to the heart of things with some of your favorite artists, what they still struggle with, what lessons they've learned, what they haven't figured out yet. There's enormous power in saying the quiet part out loud. Are you listening?
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.